Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3443 BN. Today's date is September 5th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Shutdown, Deep State Prepares Election Narrative, Trump Warns the Deep State to Can Play the Game. Talk about our health. We've partnered with Gundry MD to share this information with you. Would you believe me if I told you inside your pantry right now is one of the healthiest foods on the planet? Yep, it's true. And it's not some weird trendy superfood. Spoiler alert, it's olive oil. You're probably used to cooking with it, but there are countless ways to use olive oil to help yourself look and feel younger. For example, olive oil is a natural way to help you achieve a more youthful appearance. Besides helping you look younger on the outside, it's a fantastic tool for your insides as well. According to Dr. Stephen Gundry, a famous cardiothoracic surgeon, nutrition expert, and health advocate, you should get as much high-quality olive oil into your daily routine as possible, whether it's taking a shot of it daily or keeping a bottle of it in your bathroom medicine cabinet. But what kind of olive oil is best for your health? Well, any olive oil can give you some benefits. But if you're looking to get the best results, it matters a lot which one you pick. The olive oil industry is huge. You can tell by the number of olive oil brands you see at the grocery store, and you can bet they're not all made with the consumer in mind. And many brands may even cut corners one way or another to increase profit. When Dr. Gundry came to this realization, he was appalled. But some olive oils are so powerful, it may only take a few tablespoons a week to see these incredible health benefits. So how can you tell between an olive oil that can be a health booster and which one isn't up to par? In an effort to answer that question, Dr. Gundry decided to take a stand and release his personal research and findings. This video has gone viral since its release, and it's important you see it so you can start benefiting immediately. You can watch the video right now by going to getolive1.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's getolive1.com/X22 or just click the link in the description box below. People have taken his advice, have shared their results with him, saying the olive oil they bought after learning his simple rules has helped change their lives. Make sure you go to getolive1.com/X22 or click the link in the description box below this video. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are now preparing to shut everything down. Why? Because we're approaching the election. So think about what they've been doing. They've been setting the narrative. They've been preparing for all of this. So now they have arrested Durov in France. They're shutting down X in Brazil. South Korea is looking into Telegram. The EU is putting a lot of pressure on X. And you could see that they are now preparing to manage the narrative. And they're also going after conservative influencers on YouTube. I don't believe they want influencers that are conservative on their platform. So it looks like what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to shut all this down because they're prepping for the elections. Now, again, the elections, what are they going to do? They're going to try to steal them. That I think that is a given at this point. Because there's no way they can win by actually getting votes. Remember, they don't win by votes. They win by ballots. They win by having the machine actually switch the numbers. This has been going on for a very long time. They've been controlling the elections. It is their system. Trump and the Patriots allow the people to see this and to see it very, very clearly, especially when there's an individual winning by a lot. The cheaters must cheat by a lot. See, if you have an election that is neck and neck, the cheating is very hard to see. But if you have someone who is winning by a huge margin, what do you have to do? You have to create those ballots to make up the difference. And it's very, very noticeable. That's why in 2020, you saw what you saw. This time around, I do believe Trump has probably double the amount of people, maybe 2.5 times. And this time around, it's going to be very, very difficult. This is why Trump is continually saying it's too big to rig. Because look how they had to rig the election in 2020. Look how much time they needed to bring in those ballots. Remember, they were prepping for this for quite a while. They had COVID. It started when? In March. They had this entire time. They already pre-printed the ballots. They did everything in advance. And they knew that everyone would be afraid, people wouldn't be going to the polls, and people would use the mail-in ballots. They knew that this would work. This time around, they don't have COVID. They're trying everything. COVID, bird flu. Now I hear there's a variant of polio that is spreading through China. They are trying everything they possibly can do to use the mail-in ballots. But I do believe this is going to fail. So what are they going to do? I do believe they're going to switch up tactics, and they're going to create this narrative that the elections were manipulated and Russia was involved in this. And if you question anything the DOJ, the FBI, the deep state players say, we're going to throw you into prison. They're already putting that warning out there. They're already letting everyone know, if you question the elections and if you do anything, well, we're going to come after you. Now, I think what they're really doing is they're trying to get the Trump supporters angry. They want the Trump supporters pissed off. They want them to do something, because what do they want in the end? They want chaos. They want a civil war. And you could see they're trying to stop Trump any way they possibly can. Think about going back to 2016. We started out with Russia meddled in the elections. That's how Trump won. Then they brought it into Russian collusion. Then they said Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. They did everything they possibly could do to try to stop Trump, include all the impeachments and everything else that they threw at him. And now with the 2024 election, you could see all the indictments, all the cases. And now I do believe what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to throw him into prison. That doesn't mean he's going to prison, because they can sentence him and say, listen, you won't serve until after the election. It might be house arrest. I mean, right now they have him gagged still. So they might say, listen, because of your sentence, we don't want you leaving a certain area and you cannot do rallies anymore. They might try to pull this off. And once again, why are they doing this? Because they want this as a talking point. They want people to think that he's a convicted felon, and they want to stop him from doing rallies. Why? Because Kamala is having a very difficult time, because if she doesn't do a rally, people are going to question this. So they're bussing people in all over the place. They're paying people to come to the rallies. Actually, she's having rallies like in New Hampshire. They're bussing people in from Massachusetts, and they're paying for all of this. So again, if Trump continually goes out and does these huge rallies, this is a major, major problem for them. Now, if they do something like sentence him or to jail or throw him into prison for a day, they're going to try to use this. But again, Trump has warned them, listen, you came after me. You used every tactic in the book. Everything was illegal. You didn't follow the rule of law. And I'm just warning you right now, if you go down this path, two can play the game. Because when we go back to the rule of law, guess what we could do? We can actually go after you with actual laws, the laws that you broke, and we can press charges and we could throw you in prison. And I do believe he's letting them know, you want to keep doing this? This is what's going to happen. Now, again, the deep state players, they're in trouble. They're panicking. They don't have the upper hand. If you notice, all the poll numbers are starting to switch. Why? Because everything that they did to fake the poll numbers, they don't work anymore. Because as her poll numbers continually drop, it's very, very difficult to convince people that these are real polls, especially when you're oversampling. And pretty soon, their oversampling data set will just be all Democrats that want Kamala, and there'll be no Republicans or independents in the data set. So how can you convince anyone that Kamala has the poll numbers? How can you convince anyone that she's beating Trump? You can't. And that's why it's falling apart right now. And it's going to continue to fall apart. They know this. So I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, what do you think is going to happen? Well, we know that Hunter Biden, he is being brought up on charges for tax evasion. It looks like he's going to be pleading guilty, which means only one thing. Biden is going to pardon him. Biden most likely will probably step aside maybe in October, and he won't be the resident anymore. And what they'll try to do, they'll try to give Kamala a boost and make her the acting president. Now, they might even have one other trick up their sleeves. It might not work. They might not attempt it. But when they give her the position of acting president, they might swap her out one way or another. They'll have to make an excuse of why she can't run. But I do believe they might try this. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen, Because again, they're looking at their internal polls. They're looking at their party. Look, they're looking at the entire situation. They know that Kamala cannot pull this off, but they know they can't keep Biden in this position. And they need to show people that she has leadership skills. And I do believe this is why they'll most likely put her in as acting president. And as Biden retires, he will just go ahead and pardon his son, and the trials will be absolutely meaningless at this point. So it looks like they've already set this up, and you could see they're already prepping and preparing for the election. Merrick Garland is making it very, very clear. He wants the Trump supporters to do something. He's already letting everyone know that they will come after you if you reject the election. So if they decide not to certify, and even though Trump won, and they say, no, Trump didn't win, don't do anything or else. They really want the people to become angry. They really want the people to create chaos, and they want people on the streets. Now, again, are the people going to run to the streets and burn down their own towns, their cities, burn down America? Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. Did the founding fathers do this when the British was coming after them? They didn't go turn around and say, oh, we're really pissed off. You know what? Let's not give them the cities. Let's burn it all down. No, they said, you know something? No, we're going to fight for our freedom. And we're going to fight with everything that we have. Because otherwise, what do you think is going to happen to all of us? They're going to throw us into prison and probably hang everyone. So they knew that this was their only alternative. Right now, what are people doing? They're fighting for the same exact freedoms. They're fighting for the freedom of speech. They're fighting for the Fourth Amendment, where you shouldn't be searched anywhere without a warrant. You're fighting for your Second Amendment rights. The people are fighting for their freedom once again. And you could see that this is something the deep state players don't want. They don't want you fighting for your freedom. They want you asleep. They want you controlled. But they want you out on the streets creating chaos. But I don't believe that's going to happen. I think they're going to use their people. They're going to try to force people and try to convince people that this is happening. And they're going to try to bring people, you know, into the fight. But I don't think this is going to happen. And remember, most likely they're going to shut down a lot of the social media platforms. And the only way people are going to get news most likely is through the fake news. And they're going to play this up as best they possibly can. But again, there are many other platforms. There are other ways to get information. And I don't believe at this point this is going to work at all. And you have to remember, we have Speaker Johnson who's controlling DC right now. He controls the security. It's very, very different than Nancy Pelosi. And we'll be talking about all this a little bit later. But first, it looks like we have another Democrat senator of California. And this individual decided to leave the Democratic Party. She said she had enough, and now she's voting for Trump. And we're starting to see a lot of Democrats move over to the Republican Party. And we're starting to see a lot of the rhinos move over to the Democratic Party. Actually, they're not moving over to the Democratic Party. They've always been with the Democratic Party. That is the difference that you're seeing now. I know people are saying, well, look, listen, we got RFK. He was with the Democratic Party, came over to the Republican Party. We just got Tulsi Gabbard. She was Democrat. She came over to the Republican Party. And now we see that, Mitt Romney's son is now going to the Democratic. No, he was always a Democrat. He was a rhino, Republican in name only. Liz Cheney now is moving over to the Democratic Party, endorsing Kamala Harris. Remember, she was never a Republican. She was a rhino, Republican in name only. What you're starting to see is you're starting to see the truth. You're starting to see who the rhinos really are. Think about all the 200 staff members that were working for Romney and Bush and others. They weren't Republicans. They were always Democrats. Wait until you see Bush. Wait until you see him and say, you know something, I'm endorsing Kamala too. People are going to be absolutely shocked if that happens. People are going to be, what just happened here? Am I living in a dream world? No, what you're really living in is the truth now. You're starting to see who's actually a patriot and who's part of the criminal syndicate. It's starting to separate now, and it's becoming very, very clear. And the people now are seeing it, just like they're seeing what's happening with Hunter Biden. He's being brought up on tax charges, and he's going to be pleading guilty because this is a lot easier than going through an embarrassing trial. And since he's pleading guilty, his father, where he was 14, and it's a mugshot, and he looks different because he's older. And I wouldn't be surprised if he has a therapist. I wouldn't be surprised if he's on medication. And I wouldn't be surprised that the FBI was involved in all of this, as we can see. Because again, this is following the same exact pattern. Why are they doing this right now? Number one, you got to change the news cycle. Number two, it's time to push gun control. It's time to get the weapons away because we're bringing in our foot soldiers. Our foot soldiers have weapons, and we can't allow the people to have the same weapons or better weapons. So we need to remove the weapons, and we need to confiscate them now. Remember, their entire push has failed from the very, very beginning. And what's very interesting, going back in time, going back to May 2023, officers from Jackson County questioned both Gray and his father about a Discord channel believed to be linked to then 13-year-old, which allegedly made threats about a school shooting. And this is what they do. They use the drugs, they convince these young people, and they convince them into doing their dirty work. And of course, who did this individual reference? Adam Lanza from Sandy Hook Elementary School and others. So that should tell you everything you need to know. And what's very interesting is there's not that big of a social media presence. It's very odd that a 14-year-old wouldn't have a very big social media presence. But we'll have to see what turns out because, once again, we might see things start to pop up. But again, the FBI, since they knew about this kid, they control everything. They clean everything up. They scrub the data. And they make sure that they can control the narrative in what has happened. Now, I do believe since school has started, I wouldn't be surprised if we see another shooting. And again, the shooting was very interesting because it was done in Georgia, which is a constitutional carry state. But again, where can't you carry a weapon? Oh, that's right, in the school. They always find the area where no weapons are allowed. Isn't that interesting? I think every single teacher should have had a weapon because if they did, this individual would have been shot down immediately. So here we are once again discussing the same exact things, and the deep state players are trying to convince everyone that guns are bad. No, it's the person using the gun, especially if they have mental problems. And most of these individuals do have mental problems because if it wasn't a gun, it would have been a knife. If it wasn't a knife, it would have been explosive. If it wasn't explosive, they would have used something else. So it doesn't matter what the physical weapon is. What matters is why are these individuals doing this? And from the past, we could see the pattern. Oh, every single one of these people, the FBI knew about them. Every single one of these people was being helped with by a psychiatrist. Every single one of these people had health problems. They were on major drugs, which messes you up. And actually, those people that are on drugs, those people are very, very easy to control. So I do believe we're going to see more mass shootings because I do believe their entire agenda right now is to do what? Get the weapons away from the people. Remember, they're preparing to start what? A civil war. So they know that, hey, they don't want the American people winning. They want the American people losing. So if they do get the civil war off the ground, they don't want, what is it, 200, 300 million AR-15s and other weapons. They don't want those used against their foot soldiers because their foot soldiers would lose. And they know this. But if you confiscate all the weapons, which they're trying to do, let's talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused his attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view, Lakey told reporters. His personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder Method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22 or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Their foot soldiers have a fighting chance, and this is exactly what they're trying to do here. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see Ireland is being run by the deep state players, just like every other country. They have installed leaders. And we have Conor McGregor. He said, "You know something? I think I'm going to run for president of Ireland. And I think this is a fantastic move. And I think that he would make an incredible president because he doesn't take shit. So I think this is a good move. Remove the installed people, remove the politicians, and bring in the everyday person that relates to people." And I do believe he can make change there. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Iran right now, it is still claiming that it will retaliate against Israel for the assassination of Ismail, with Deputy of General Staff for the Iranian Armed Forces, Brigadier General Ali Abdoli, stating yesterday that Israel should not dream that Iran would not respond to this atrocity, because the Islamic Republic has already proven it will deploy all its capacities toward responding to enemies, violation of its soil and waters, further stating that the response will come at the time chosen by the Supreme Leader and senior commanders. So it seems like they might be timing this for a specific period of time. That's very interesting. I wonder if they're going to create chaos around maybe October, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, Putin, he is warning that Ukraine might try to attack a nuclear plant. And Putin is warning that this could lead to a global disaster. And it would. Can you imagine if the Ukraine, the deep state players, actually did something to a nuclear plant and an explosion, something happened and radiation was everywhere? This would be a complete and utter disaster. And how do you think Russia would respond to this? Yes, you could see World War III starting, and you could see that this could get out of hand very, very quickly, especially with Iran waiting for the right moment to attack Israel. And I do believe they're waiting most likely for the end of September, October, but we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that we could see is Harris is now struggling. The poll numbers, they're reversing. The fake poll numbers that CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and the rest that have been putting out there, well, they're starting to break down now. Trump now is taking the lead, and they're oversampling. Well, it's starting to fail because, again, how much can you oversample until people go, "You know something? I just look at the data. There's no Republicans listed here. There's no independent. There's nothing. It's all Democrats that agree with Kamala. How is this a poll? It's not." And that's what people are starting to notice. And this is why Kamala has to bus in people from Massachusetts for her New Hampshire rally. So why is she bringing in people from other states? I guess they don't have enough people in those states to actually attend her rally. I wonder if she's paying these people. That's very, very interesting. Carolyn Levitt put this out and said, "Wow. Just received this message from a local New Hampshire radio host. Will the press covering Kamala's event today ask why she can't get any real New Hampshire residents to attend? No, the buses are coming in. They're bright yellow. They say Yankee on them. And they're bringing them all in from Massachusetts. This should tell you everything you need to know." Because, again, she's struggling right now. She didn't just magically get all these polls to just skyrocket out of nowhere. No, they manipulated. They shined her up. Now it's all falling apart. And if Trump continually does these rallies, how can she compete? She can't. So the only way she can compete is to have a concert, or she needs to pay people and bring them in from other places. And how long can you do this until people start to go, okay, this is ridiculous. This is the fourth rally. Now you're having a rally, you know, out in the Midwest and you're bussing people in from Texas or from New York or from wherever. This makes no sense whatsoever. Don't you have people in that state? Oh, wait, only three showed up? Now I understand it. In the end, it's not going to make any sense. But it looks like she has agreed to debate Trump. And I wonder if she's going to be Biden. Is that going to be a new word, Biden? Hey, listen, if you lose the debate and Trump basically annihilates you, are you then Biden, where the deep state players go, okay, next, shove this person off. We got to bring in the next person. Well, according to ABC, both Trump and Harris agreed to the rules. The debate is scheduled for September 10th. The debate will last 90 minutes with two commercial breaks. The two-seated moderators, David Muir and Lindsay Davis, will be the only people asking the questions. A coin flip was held virtually on September 3rd, and Trump won the coin flip. So basically, Trump is going to have the closing argument, and Harris selected the right podium on screen, stage left. And there'll be no opening statements. Closing statements will be 2 minutes per candidate. Candidates will stand behind the podiums for the duration of the debate. Props or pre-written notes are not allowed on stage. No topics or questions will be shared in advance. Candidates will be given a pen and a pad of paper and a bottle of water. Candidates will have 2 minutes to answer questions, 2 minutes for rebuttals, and 1 extra minute for follow-ups, clarifications, or responses. Candidates' microphones will be live only for the candidate whose turn it is to speak and muted when the time belongs to another candidate. Candidates will not be permitted to ask questions of each other. Campaign staff may not interact with candidates during commercial breaks. Moderators will seek to enforce timing agreements and ensure a civilized discussion. There'll be an audience in the room. Now, the interesting thing about this is that this is being broadcast on ABC. And ABC right now is in a dispute with DirecTV. This is a Walt Disney company. And right now, people can't get ABC on DirecTV, which means something like 11 million households might not see the debate. So is this one way that they're trying to black out people? So if this is the case and they're still disputing all of this as September 10th rolls around, I think everyone needs to record the debate or parts of the debate and put it up on social media and put it all over the place. Put it on Rumble. Put it on YouTube if you can. Put it on X. Put it on everywhere if this is still happening. So once again, you could see that they might have been doing this on purpose. Yes, I know they renegotiate their contracts, but they might extend this beyond September 10th. So this way, these people don't have the ability to watch it. But I think with social media today, people will have the ability to see the debate, because I do believe this is going to be put all over the place and people will be able to view this. And as we approach the election, we know the deep state players, they're going to try to get the illegals to vote. And you could see that the illegals in certain areas, they are allowed to get driver's licenses. And we see the legislatures in certain states, they're asking the Department of Transportation to send over the information so they know who's a citizen, who's not a citizen. You can also get that information from DHS because it's required by law, where states can actually ask DHS for the information and they must send it over. And once again, what do we see happening? We know that the deep state players, they're going to use the illegals to manipulate the votes, to cheat in the elections. Now, they're not going to come in person. They're not going to sit there and, hey, I'm here. Here's my ID. I want to vote. Most of them probably don't speak English. What they want to use them for is mail-in ballots. This is why the Social Security numbers were hacked. That's why they got the addresses, the Social Security numbers. This is why the form is being changed in Arizona, where you only have to put in the last four digits. They're trying to make it very easy for the illegals to fill everything out and to actually bring them to the drop boxes and cheat in the election. And I don't believe in the end that this is going to work, because I don't think they have the ability like they had back during COVID of 2020. So this is going to be a lot tougher for them. But Jim Jordan, he put this out on X and it says, does Kamala Harris think illegal aliens should be allowed to vote in elections? Why aren't journalists asking this question? And why is she hiding from questions in general? Absolutely. Clandestine put this out and said, to me, it looks like the Dems are setting the stage to justify not certifying the election if Trump wins. The deep state recognized that Kamala is not gaining any traction. They know she cannot win in a fair election, and their fraud might not be enough to save her. Swapping Kamala out for a new candidate would be disastrous for the Dems at this point. Well, any worse than her staying in? I mean, put it this way. Back in 2020, she couldn't even make it past the first round. She was getting like 1%. So what do you think her real poll numbers are right now? Do you really think they're 40%, 50%, or do you think they're very close to single digits? I think they're very, very low. So if she's a complete and utter disaster right now, bringing in someone else, would that be so disastrous? Especially if they say, by the way, she can't run because of XYZ. Maybe they'll come up with a reason. And maybe they'll say, because of her dealing with the war, what's going on right now, she decided to drop out, not run in the election, and we're going to have a different candidate because she's dealing with so much, because she's acting as the acting president and the vice president at the same time. I mean, really think about this for a second. So when you look at this, you can see that, yes, they are preparing not to certify the election, and they're building the Russian narrative up right now, and they're building the cyber attack narrative up right now. And you can see they're getting prepared and prepped for all this. Now, we're going to be talking about that in just a sec. But when you look at Trump, you can see they're trying to stop him any way they possibly can. And Trump is trying to stop Judge Mershon. Kyle Becker put this out and said, Judge Mershon is being sued ahead of the criminal sentencing of Donald Trump. Mershon is being sued to release his financial disclosure forms, which may show conflict of interest in his handling of the high-profile case against the 2024 presidential candidate. The lawsuit was filed by America First Legal. This is what the American First Legal said. We just sued Judge Mershon and the Ethics Commission for the New York Unified Court System for illegally concealing Judge Mershon's financial disclosure from 2018 to 2024. We request these records in June under New York state law and have been unlawfully stonewalled. Trump is due to be sentenced on September 18th, just weeks before the November election. And this is going to be putting a lot of pressure on Mershon. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is the Department of Justice chief was caught admitting in an undercover footage that Trump's indictments are politically motivated. And who put this out? Louder with Crowder. So they went undercover and this individual actually admitted it was political. Now he's recanting all this and saying, no, he was just with someone. He was trying to impress this person and everything I said is not true. And this is what they do to pretend that they didn't say it, I didn't mean it. But again, you wouldn't say it if you didn't mean it, especially when you're with a person that you just met. So I do believe this is not going to go over well with this person. And I think the people the people of this country, they understand that this is all politically motivated. I mean, think about it. Trump is still gagged during an election year. This is what Trump put out. Nobody can believe I'm still under a gag order from Judge Mershon. And despite being the leading candidate for president of the United States, I am not allowed to speak about a trial that virtually every well-known and respected legal scholar said, there is no crime. I did nothing wrong. Witch hunt, release the gag order. But they don't want to because, again, they're interfering in the elections right now. And they're going to continue to interfere in the elections. But what's very interesting is that we now know that Nikki Haley is not going to be in the Trump administration, even though Trump is continually repeating this, that he was never going to have her in the Trump administration. You know where she decided to go? To EGA Edelman's Global Advisory. So this is a consultancy focused on public and government affairs. So that is very interesting because the company hired a former Obama administration official to serve as a senior advisor to EGA, ex-Democratic Senator Max Baucus, who also served as then President Barack Obama's ambassador to China, will join Haley in helping to guide the company later this month. So it looks like this company is filled with deep state players and rhinos. So what does that make her? That is very interesting. And when you see Liz Cheney, who's supposed to be a Republican, which we know is a rhino, she decided that she is going to vote for Kamala Harris. And that's what she's saying now. But let's go back a little bit in time to 2020. This is what she put out on Twitter at the time. Kamala Harris is a radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, and explode the size and power of the federal government. She wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening on the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her the chance. So basically, is she lying now or does she lie then? No, they lied back then. They were rhinos, and this is how they created the illusion. Oh, look, don't vote for them. Vote for us. You're voting for the same exact group. They tricked everybody in this country. They're part of the UNA party. And think about it. We have Liz Cheney now voting for Kamala Harris. We have McCain's son voting for Kamala Harris. We have 200 staffers for Bush and Romney voting for Kamala Harris. Next is going to be what? Bush? He's going to be voting for Kamala Harris? I mean, I think everyone's starting to realize that these people that said they were Republican, they were never Republican. They were rhinos. Now it's becoming clear that they were Republican in name only. They're part of the same uniparty, and they've been fooling the people, and they made people believe that they had choice. It was the illusion of choice. Now you understand why they're going after Trump so hard, because he's an outsider. He's not a rhino. Actually, there's a new party that is forming right now, and it's MAGA. You have MAGA, or you might say MAGA Republican. You have Rhino, and you have D's. Rhino and D's, that is one party right there. And what's very interesting is you can see election interference all over the place. Let's see. RFK Jr. had to sue to get on the ballot. RFK Jr. now has to sue to get off the ballot. That should tell you everything you need to know right there. So he's suing Wisconsin, saying, I don't want to be on the ballot. And he had to sue to get on the ballot. He's suing in Michigan, saying, I want to get off the ballot. And he had to sue to get on the ballot. I mean, this is election interference right there. This is how they're trying to rig the election. But it's not going to hurt Trump. It's going to hurt Kamala. But we could see that Attorney General Ken Paxton, he is going after all these individuals that are trying to cheat in the election. George put this out and said, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed an emergency lawsuit against Bexar County officials for voting to illegally send over 200,000 unsolicited voters registration forms to people all over the country, many of whom will be non-citizens. Defendants' action undermined Texas law. A governmental entity sending voter registration applications may cause recipients who are ineligible to vote to believe they may register. At best, applications sent to those individuals will simply go unused. These applications will become ripe material for voter fraud. Sending voter registration applications to every voter without any attempt at all to tailor such a mass mailing to persons who definitively are eligible to vote is certain to result in large numbers of applications from voters who are ineligible to vote. Paxton is asking the judge to issue an injunction blocking the county from succeeding in their plan to rig Texas elections. I will also add that everything in the lawsuit is 1,000% accurate. Unless recipients are vetted, there's a strong likelihood that many will be non-citizens who think they can vote because they received the form from the government. Good on the Attorney General for getting ahead of this. Absolutely. But what can you see happening right now? And you could see the poll numbers. They are now shifting. It's crazy how they're just all of a sudden shifting when Kamala was in the lead. Those were all fake. They were fake from the beginning. And they're still fake, but you could see it's all breaking down right now. Political polls put this out and said chance of winning, Trump 58%, Harris 42%. Electoral votes, Trump 275, Harris 263. When you look at the poly market, Trump odds continue to rise. He's now up by 7%, 53 to 46. And you can see this is why the deep state players, this is why they're panicking. This is why they're prepping to cheat. This is why they're shutting down social media. This is why they're trying to control the narrative, because they're letting everyone know that they're going to manipulate the elections, stop the elections, or they won't certify the elections because they need to maintain control. So Merrick Garland, he is delivering ominous remarks on the election interference. So Garland, he turned his attention to the domestic enemies that the Department of Justice deemed are attempting to interfere with our democracy. Just as we are dedicated to combating foreign threats, they say, to our election, we are equally dedicated to confront domestic threats against the public servants who administer our elections. And Garland is now alleging that since the 2020 election, we've seen an unprecedented spike in threats against the public servants who do administer our elections. So are they going to push people back? Again, if people get too close, are they going to say, hey, you're threatening me? It's starting to seem that way. Because again, they don't have COVID this time. They don't have the virus to keep people back. So I do believe what they might do is they might use Antifa. They might use illegals to say, hey, look, we're starting to see these individuals in this country. A lot of them are dressed up as Trump supporters, and now they're threatening the poll watchers. So we're going to need everyone to step back. Now, remember, Trump and the Patriots, they have lawyers on the ground. This isn't going to work the way it worked the last time. Remember, Trump has been setting up a lot of roadblocks. But what we could see happening right now is we see the Russian hoax 2.0. And what they're doing now is they're going after those individuals that are still on YouTube that have a lot of influence. So now all of a sudden, an indictment came out and it reveals conservative pundits are targeted by Russian influence campaign, including Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Taylor Hansen, Dave Rubin, etc. So they all put out statements saying, we have no idea about this. They are victims themselves. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to basically shut down the people on YouTube as they go after Durov, as they go after Elon. They're trying to remove the people ahead of time because they don't want people on there. And I could see that YouTube now is now using a very interesting trick. If you appeal your YouTube channel, they will bring it up as soon as you post a video. Because remember, your account's just suspended. Most of the people can see their account on YouTube. As soon as you put a video up and you do this, you know, the same thing you always do, all of a sudden you're in violation and now they completely bring it down. It's no longer suspended. It is removed. And it looks like this is how they're going after every single person. And what's very interesting, since they put this article out and the indictment came out, it's very interesting that the Associated Press, this is their headline: right-wing influencers were duped to work for covert Russian influence operations. And they have Trump picture on the front of their article. Elon says AP stands for Associated Propaganda. He's absolutely right. So basically, they're going after the Trump supporters. They're going after those people that could debunk or question the official narrative. And I do believe this is going to accelerate and they're going to expand their operation before the elections. So Robert Barnes responded to the Associated Press article and he said the following: one of the dumbest parts of the indictment was claiming talking about immigration or inflation is Russian propaganda. Anyone who buys this should check in to their nearest mental institution. They don't want you talking about anything. Anything that's against the regime. Anything that's against the criminal syndicate. And yes, they're going to keep pushing this over and over and over. So basically, they're going after the MAGA YouTubers, the Trump supporters on YouTube. They'll be going after the people on Instagram. They'll be going after the people on Facebook. Even though Mark Zuckerberg says they aren't, they will. Because again, they're all being controlled. Just like Fox is controlled by who? China. And this part is very, very interesting. Jack Posso put this out and says, National File, here is the $1 billion plus dollar loan made in part by the Central Bank of China to the Fox News and the Murdochs to help pay off the Dominion lawsuit. Why would China get involved in this? Who controls the news in this country? The deep state players, China, many others. That is very, very interesting. Now you know these are propaganda networks. Jeff Carlson says the following: pretty amazing to watch the DOJ charge two people for being paid by Russia while they refuse to charge Hunter Biden for acting as an unregistered foreign agent. Well, of course they're not going to do that because he's part of the criminal syndicate. They tried to get him off with a plea deal. That didn't work out because people started to realize what was going on. So now he's just going to plead guilty And as Biden retires from his residency, he'll just pardon his son and other people. But you can see with Merrick Garland, he's actually definitely sending a warning out to the people. And the FBI is now going to host partners at its headquarters command center to address issues, events, crimes related to the elections in real time. And we already know that they're planning to steal the election. If they cheat and win, do not question the election. If we say there was interference by Russia and the deep state decides not to certify, do not question. If anyone does, we will come after you and throw you in prison. So basically, we have Russian interference like we had in 2016, which didn't exist. Now they're going to show you how Russia is truly interfering. And I do believe they're going to do this with a cyber attack. Kash Patel put this out on Truth. He says the following. The Russian collusion hoax is back with a vengeance, brought to you by the same corrupt DOJ operatives who fabricated it in the first place. I exposed their lies then, and these government gangsters are desperate to rewrite the script. While Iran, the real threat, hacked the Trump campaign, these cowards want you distracted with their Russian narrative. To prove their loyalty to the deep state, they've sanctioned Russia's largest media outlet, conveniently ignoring that their golden boy Adam Schiff himself peddled his lies on that very network. Their hypocrisy is a slap in the face to every American who values truth and justice. But the patriots of this country see through their lies. We've beaten them before, and together we'll do it again. The Russiagate guy. And we will do it again. And they're just bringing all this back up right now. And actually, very interesting that Russiagate is back into focus right now. That's going to be very, very interesting, because who was involved with that? Oh, that's right. It was Obama, Hillary Clinton, Biden, and many others. Yes, Comey, Brennan, you name it. They're all involved in it because they're part of the criminal syndicate. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as they keep pushing this idea that Trump is working with Russia and Russia is going to help Trump win, Putin basically trolled all of them. And he came out while he was speaking at an economic forum, and he said he's backing Kamala Harris in 2024, cited that her infectious laugh is the reason she prefers her over Trump. Putin stated Biden was our favorite, but he dropped out of the race. He recommended that all his supporters support Harris, so we will too. So basically, everything they tried to do right now just backfired on them. And I'm talking about the deep state players. And Putin just trolled them. Absolutely unbelievable. So Putin actually endorsed Kamala Harris. That's absolutely amazing. And we could see that the deep state players, they're definitely doing their best to cheat in the election. I mean, look, Arizona is refusing to remove illegals from their voter rolls. Wisconsin, the Department of Transportation, is pushing back. But again, under the law, the legislators have the right to know who's a citizen, who's not a citizen. And this information can be ordered from the DHS. And I do believe that these other departments, these different agencies, under the law, they have to hand this data over. Remember, it's not going to a private citizen. This is going to the legislator. This is very, very different. Actually, Elon Musk responded to this, said, this is crazy that Arizona's refusing to remove the illegals. And this should tell you everything you need to know. And what's very interesting, I think people are starting to realize how important these elections are. And when Trump says this is the final battle, it is the final battle. It's either the people wake up, the people take back the country, or this country's lost. This is not another four-year election where you have the uniparty and you have the illusion of choice. This election is the patriots, the people of this country fighting against a tyrannical government, a criminal syndicate. Trump allowed the people of this country to actually see the tyrannical government and how they want to remove your freedoms. And the people must fight for their freedoms. Now, I do believe that this is the second revolution. This is not just a normal election like you're used to. This is completely separate and apart. And you could see it right now because look what they just did in the Democratic Party. There was no voting. They chose the person they wanted in. The people had no say. And they're doing unprecedented things right now. So if you think, oh, this is just a normal election and Trump has to defend himself and he has to do this and he has to do that, it's absolutely ridiculous. Trump is using the art of war, the art of the deal. Trump has trapped them where he wants them. He has all the leverage. He's waiting for the people to get it. And I think the people are getting it. I mean, look what Elon put out. I have never been materially active in politics before, but this time I think civilization as we know it is on the line. If we want to preserve freedom and meritocracy in America, then Trump must win, and he must win. And I do believe he's going to win. And that's why they're going to stop him again, because they're going to say, we don't believe the results. We can't certify. But think about it. Trump and the Patriots, they trapped him in all this with the SAVE Act. The House passed it. And now the Uniparty has to make a decision. Shut down the government and show the people that, hey, we're doing it because we don't want to know who's voting in the election. We want everyone to vote, illegal or not. Who cares who you are? A citizen, not citizen. Makes no difference to us. We don't care. They're going to be showing every American person that's how they think. Now, think about this. September 30th is the decision whether they pass the SAVE Act or they shut down the government. Let's say they shut down the government. What happens if there's an attack on this country while the government is shut down? Because remember, certain agencies, certain people in these agencies, they're going to be sent home. And every week that passes all the way up to the election, will the country be able to protect themselves? Can the Uniparty be blamed for all of this? Absolutely. Because think about it. We're using their cheating system. They're going to be telling people, hey, the results, we can't certify them because we don't know if there's malware, because there was a cyber attack. We don't know what's wrong with it, but we know the results are bad. So what's the remedy for this? Do we do it all over? Do we pass the SAVE Act? What happens at that point? Because if you can't certify them and you don't know if the results are real, what do you do? Do you go back to the paper ballots then before they were fed into the machines and you look at them and you see what the vote was? And then if you look at them, you might see pre-printed ballots. Oh, this would destroy the deep state players. So this is going to be very, very interesting. But again, you could see what the deep state players are doing. They're going to try to stop Trump before this and try to convince people not to vote for him. And Trump, he said something very, very interesting because, again, his sentencing date is coming up and we know what they want to do. They want to throw him into prison. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said, Trump on Kamala and the Democrats trying to throw him on in prison. They always have to remember that two can play the game. Take a listen to what he says here.
Kamala, the United States is becoming a third world banana republic. She and her party are censoring speech, weaponizing the justice system, and trying to throw their political opponents, me, in jail. This hasn't happened. I didn't do that to Crooked Hillary. I said, that would be a terrible thing, wouldn't it? Putting the wife of the President of the United States in jail. But they view it differently, I guess, nowadays, but that's okay. And they always have to remember that two can play the game. Nobody ever thought this was possible. This is how you create massive capital flight and turn once prosperous nations into absolute ruins. I will have no higher priority as president than to restore the fair, equal, and impartial rule of law in America. We have lost the rule of law. Who would have thought?
And Trump just sent a warning to the deep state players. Just remember all of this, everything that you've done to me. Remember all the indictments, the impeachments, everything that you've done to the people of this country. This will all boomerang on you. And yes, justice is coming. Yes, accountability is coming. Because the people, I think, in the end, are going to demand it. And the attorney generals and the DOJ, once they clean that out, the FBI, I do believe you're going to see charges like you've never seen before, especially from the military. Because remember, most of their crimes, they're treasonous to this country. And I do believe in the end, once Trump is elected, I mean, that day or the next day, I do believe you're going to see the clean out of the government. You're going to see them go after certain people. And yes, the deep state's still going to fight back. Remember, they're not just going to disappear. They're going to fight back to the very, very end. They're never going to give up. And I think Trump and the Patriots, they're counting on this, because the more they do, the more evidence they have. And I do believe in the end, we will have justice. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.